She definitely appreciated Yarvin's over air from that vantage point as a sort of middle school level form of absurdist propaganda, because from that angle, Yarvin was to some extent an enjoyable author, yet the fact he'd become influential in American politics wasn't even mildly surprising. Of course not, but he added amicably expressing his humble opinion as a God-given right, which is why he nearly vomited prior that day while reading a Yelp review about a particular bar, the writer making the comment how nice congregating with newly found fellow expats in Tokyo was. But he repeated the phrase fellow expats, mocking the notion it seemed wholly grotesque and disgusting to want to bump into other objectionable Americans in a beautiful and ultimately untainted city like Tokyo. The reality was the only material drawback to Tokyo was that a proportionally large amount of Americans actually expatriated themselves in the metropolis.